this is about restoring the natural habitat on Errigal and protecting the landscape for the future. The local community there in Dunleary recognised for a long number of years that there was a lot of damage being done on the mountain from just from increased walkers and hill walkers. So they've kind of highlighted the problem a long time ago, and the council were great and they took the lead on the project. And it's been a couple of years in the making, but we have a very important milestone that we've reached now on Friday, where we are going to be restoring the sods. For a lot of these projects, you know, for the you would have a turning of the sods to mark the beginning, but we're actually going to restore the sod because this is what this project is about, just kind of restoring the habitat and making it and protecting it for the long term and for the future.
So this both achieves upgrading the 3 kilometre path up Errigal, but also will be revegetating the area alongside those paths as well that have kind of had wear and tear over the years. So not only will this provide a better path for walkers and people wanting to climb Errigal, but also it will restore the kind of area around the path to a much better condition too, which obviously helps the local ecological situation too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the bog there has become very badly damaged over the last number of years because as people were going up, they were finding that the path that was there was very boggy and they were just going out further and further, so that the whole area of damage probably would be nearly half a kilometre wide at this stage. So the new path now will concentrate people on that corridor and keep them onto the path. And then hopefully then a lot of the bog itself will regenerate itself over time, but there will be interventions that will need to be taking place further up the mountain where it's really badly scarred. And then with, you know, the heavy rainfall that we would have there on the mountain has washed a lot of the bog in that way. So there will be interventions that will be done there. So the work started there in April and it will continue now for the next 6 months. A lot of people may have seen the helicopter working there a couple of weeks ago. There was a major piece of work there done over a period of a week, and the first maybe 1.4 kilometres or so of the path has been constructed. They're just and putting in cross drains and rebars and stuff like that there now, just to hold it in place. And we're just very conscious and we're very thankful in Dunleary as well to the landowners on the mountain, because without their consent this project couldn't have gone ahead, and they've been very good to give permission for this path to be constructed, because they also recognised that the habitat there was being damaged and they wanted to be sure that it was going to be protected for the long term.
And is there anywhere available where people can find perhaps more information, not only about the progress of the path, but also other things that will be happening on Errigal and from Cairgeon to Harlaga?
Yeah, there's a new website that's been developed. It's called ErrigalMountain.com, and you'll find information on there on why the project is going ahead, and also a little bit of information on the mountain itself, and as well about, you know, the long-term management plan, because this project is not only just about the mountain. It's about looking at the long-term sustainable aspect of the project, because as people know, the car park there at Errigal is quite small, and because it's a special area of conservation, that car park can't be increased. So we're looking at things like just all the traffic management, where are people going to park long-term, because we know more people are going to come now once the path is finished. And the mountain isn't suitable for everybody as well to climb, so we're looking at diversity and if other walks can be developed in the area. And as well, just to tell the story of Dunleary and the surrounding landscape, because that's what visitors are looking for now. They want diversity, they want that whole visitor experience. So part of the long-term management plan is to put that in place. And you'll find a copy of that plan on the new website, ErrigalMountain.com.